Hello and greeting to you all the representative of Arad Branding Company. We are going to listen the new podcast of Arad Branding Company. Today we are going to talk about the art of asking question in business negotiation. Asking question is one of the great techniques you have to promote yourself in it. And I will tell you the advantages, the usage, and how it can help you your negotiation process today. In business negotiation, it's essential to identify the need of your customer. We have emphasized that to understand their needs, you must inquire and ask questions. To read their mind, you need to master the art of asking questions. This allows you to understand what's going on in the customer mind. And you should be prepared beforehand by practicing responses that can satisfy these needs. This is called the customer attraction technique, which has its own set of rules. Today, we'll all practice some of these rules together. You can succeed in your business endeavor. There are two types of questions. First, the purpose of asking questions, as we understand, is to find the customer need. Customer don't come just to buy a product. They come because they have a need. They think about their need and make a decision. Although, this decision might not be finalized yet. A finalized decision is when a customer goes to a store and says, "Give me 2 cans of tomato paste," for example. In this case, the decision is already made. But when a customer enters and asks, "Do you have an ice cream? What type of ice cream do you have?" the decision isn't final, and they themselves might not know exactly what they want. These type of customers are different, and especially with bulk buyer, the situation is very different. So we need to finish understanding and identify the customer's mind, comprehend their needs, and give response that align with these needs to pursue them to buy from us. Many people don't take these needs and questions seriously, and they fail because of it. Now, do you want to be among the success ones, or have you already decided to abandon all of these soon? If you are here to stay, you need to train, you need to learn. And because of it, we are providing you all these learning, all these information you need. So just need to work, practice, and listen our podcast one by one to grow up your business skills. So about the questions. There are two types of questions. Open-ended question and closed-ended questions. Open-ended questions are those where the customer needs to explain or provide more information. For example, I might ask, "Where do you see yourself in 5 years?" This question requires the person to elaborate. It doesn't have one word answer. On the other hand, a question like, "Did you have lunch?" only required a one-word answer, yes or no. Now, in negotiation, you need to learn the technique of asking questions. Open-ended questions are those where the individual explains their position, stance, and situation, so you can make a decision. Closed-ended questions are those where a single word answer suffices, allowing you to quickly understand what they want and make a conclusion. You need to learn these questions to conduct bigger business, understand your customer, and give them the right solution. The key difference between these questions is that open-ended questions typically start with how, why, or in what way. Open-ended questions foster a sense of rapport in negotiation as they encourage the customer to elaborate. The more customers talk to you, the more comfortable they feel. So practice what type of questions you should ask customers in advance. This should become your specialty. As you prepare questions that are meaningful for establishing a strong business relationship, all of those require practice, learning, and progress. Of course, you cannot do this without guidance, and you can also benefit from some help. Here in Arad Branding Company, you are contacting with some mentor you have in your hand. Those mentoring team are a great consultant and the professional people who can provide you all the details you need and help you in your training process. Just need to inform them with your activities, with your need, with your question, and with your help. They are aware about all these techniques. They are doing the business they can help you easily. So we have these help and learning process for you in some academic way, which is the podcast, which is the video, and so on. And also with a human resource team to be beside you and consult you and checking your activities here. So I talked to you about two type of question, but you have to understand when and how you can use it. First, gather information from the customer or the other party to move the deal forward. For this purpose, you have to ask questions that encourage the other party to participate and cooperate. The best type of question in this type is open-ended model. Open-ended question engage the other party in conversation and build rapport. You should frame your question around the business at hand, not unrelated topics like family matters. Be mindful of designing questions that lead to sales. It's really important. In this topic, I know some traders because I listening their negotiation process, and they're asking some questions. There is no effect on the deals. So when you want to practice, you want to make the question, you want to plan or prepare some question you are going to ask from your client side, you have to take care. These questions should give me some data about the deals, about the client's needs, about how to process the deals. So some question which there is no related into the business opportunities, business issues, you are not going to ask them. Also, the best, the another kind is the close-ended questions. The close-ended questions, on the other hand, are useful for getting confirmation. For instance, when you want the customer's approval, you can ask, was the meeting helpful to you? At this point, you ask a close question to get a positive response and confirmation from the client's side. Here is the position you have to understand. It's the time to ask close-ended question because I want to confirm and get the positive answer from the client side. You must decide whatever you want the customer to participate or simply confirm your point. When you understand your need, you can plan your mind, prepare the proper questions, and ask it to lead your negotiation process ahead. Sometimes you asked for confirmation, but they didn't give it and reject your offer. At this point, you've entered a challenge and you need to be prepared in advance for such a reaction so you won't cough off guarded. I mean, for example, you say, did you receive my product and is it a proper deal? You expected to get the yes answer or confirmation. But the client rejects you and say, no, it's not good in packaging or something like that. You will face with a great challenges how I can answer it, how I can handle it. Because of it, you have to prepare for in the close-ended questions, you have to prepare for the rejective answers too. You know how to react with them, how to answer them, how to manage yourself in this situation and in this problem, so you can easily solve the problem and go ahead. So when you negotiate with a customer, always start with the open-ended questions, so they explain a bit, especially if you don't know much about the customers or their needs. I start the negotiation with open-ended question, so they talk a little, explain their needs, and give you information. If you ask close-ended questions and they answer with one word, it's you who has to keep the conversation going, which can be difficult, especially for people who just started negotiation, so they cannot handle it. I've listened to many, conversation and seen sales representative in action, and I've noted that many of them focus on discussing the product benefits. But you're not a retail or in B2C where you're selling directly to customers by highlighting product benefits. It's wholesale, it's B2B. You shouldn't emphasize the product advantages because the person you're talking to isn't going to use the product themselves. They are interested in the product's benefits. They are not interested in it. They want to know how your product can solve their problem. Sometimes their problem is that they need more product to generate revenue. Other times they might want to help someone else, or they might want to act as an intermediary. All customers are after money and power, and they want to prove to others that they can accomplish things. For example, if someone is responsible for purchasing for a company and has promised to secure 1 tons of the rice, they've taken on the role of solving an organization problem. In this intermediary role, they have their own terms and conditions, which you must understand by asking the right questions. The mistake is preparing a one-size-fits-all script focused on the product benefits and qualities. There's a limit to how many questions you can ask. You shouldn't bombard the customers with questions. For instance, ask 2 questions at the beginning, 2 in the middle, and if you still haven't understand, ask another question at the end. For example, I will start with an open-ended question to understand what they want. If I don't understand, I will ask another question. Then I will take a bit, and if I'm still unsure, I will ask again. But by the end, I should ask a close-ended question to get confirmation from the customer. In the final stage of negotiation, when it's time to make decision and get the customer's approval, you should ask close-ended questions. The technique of asking questions are crucial and sensitive. If you master them, you'll address many psychological sales needs, close more deals, and customers will be more easily convinced. I hope you prepare yourself with practice, designing these questions in advance, and improve them with experiences so that you can move forward in the business world. Hope this podcast can help you understanding the importance of the question than asking right question, different type of it, and how to manage your negotiation process with asking a great question and managing and practicing in this process. Hope it would be a great podcast to you guys. Have a good day. Take care.